I'm Les Payne. I'm chairman of the Mandel Classic Car Club, currently the Mandel Classic Nomads, because we don't have a fixed abode.
When did you first hear about the banning of your group not being able to go to the car park in Sales at East Beach?
Well, this came as a shock to us. An email came across to our website middle of December, and we had a meeting on the 17th of December. We always meet on the third Sunday in each month, and it was a shock that we've been told that it was no permission, we didn't have a license, and we had to cease immediately. It was difficult because, as I say, we had a meeting there, and there was about 50 or so classic and vintage vehicles turned up. We had to tell people that this is not to be a meeting. We didn't put any flag up or sign out. We meet there, as I say, on the third Sunday in the month. We go to the kiosk on the beach. Then people use the seafront and the seafood places to buy fresh crabs, salty crabs and so on. But yes, it was the middle of December, and it snowballed from there.
How does this make you feel as a group?
Oh, very sad, really, because I started it with a pal of mine back in 2010. At this site, October 2010, and we've been meeting on the third Sunday throughout. There was a short stop when we had to go to the Siddlesham Football Club, where it was a different venue for a couple of years. But apart from that, it's mainly been meeting at East Beach. It's great for the salesy businesses, tourism. I mean, the kiosk in the winter rely on us bringing a bit of money in. And the people of Salesy love it. We've had hundreds and hundreds of messages of support and not a single complaint. In fact, we don't know that we ever had a complaint in all the years we've been doing it. But yeah, it's a sad state.
You've had some support from the local MP, haven't you?
Yes, Gillian Keegan very kindly came on board. Yeah, early on, our town and district councillor, Donna Johnson, was helpful. But then as things went on, Gillian Keegan heard of this, and she made an excellent report to Tudor District Council on our behalf. And as I say, it's good for the townspeople. It's good for in the winter, you know, people's mental health and so on. They come, they can relive things and motoring as it was back in the 50s, 60s and 70s and so on. It's been a great thing, and it's such a shame that red tape now seems to be stopping this.
Have you heard anything else from bosses at Chichester District Council? Any news?
Yes, as I say, after the December meet, we then once a year on New Year's Day have a meet. But again, we had put out all our paperwork saying websites and so on. This is not a meet anymore. We're not allowed to meet at East Beach. We just cannot do it. But having said that, about 70 cars did come, because people come from all the neighbouring counties. They're just used to it, and without looking at, obviously, at websites and Facebook and so on, people did turn up, and they went, as I say, to the kiosk for breakfast, and they've walked the seafront as they always have. Following that, Chichester District Council took a very hard line, saying, you know, that we could face a prosecution for criminal trespass. And it went on that we had to sign an accountability letter within less than 48 hours, or else we could suffer financial penalties and even have our vehicles crushed, destroyed.
What is happening today?
Today is a drive out. Occasionally we do, as a group, have drive out to other different clubs and shows that are going on. So today we're meeting in Chichester, at four different locations, including the motor circuit at Goodwood. We'll be assembling at these four different places from 9:30 to 10 o'clock. We will then take to the roads of Chichester, up the bypass and back and so on, and then making our way down into Salesy, where we expect to come into the Salesy Wave, the Asda roundabout, from 10:30. And if the weather's not too unkind to us, we should get a really good turnout of classic and vintage and even modern vehicles with their flags up, supporting what we do. So we then will be going on to our temporary venue that the businessman, Kevin Byrne, who is the founder, owner of Checker Trade. He's got, his daughter's got a gym on the Manor Road on the corner of Ellis Square. And behind that, there's a cafe and a field at the back, which Kevin and his daughter are kindly letting us use for a few months until developments obviously have to take place on their land. So we will be going to the different places around Salsey for a breakfast or whatever, obviously bringing a bit of tourism again, and people say they will come along and wave to us and take photographs. So it should be quite a spectacle going through the high street with all the cars.
I often watch the London to Brighton vintage rally that takes place once a year. It goes through Burgess Hill and quite a few of the towns and villages in Sussex. Do you have lines of people on the road?
I'm hoping we may well have that, yes. As I say, Salsey people have really come behind us with this and supported us all the way.